Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to retake all of Syria from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, Mr. Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country. His statement fuels doubts about the party's commitment to end the near five-year-old conflict. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned the negotiations do not mean that we, quote, stop fighting terrorism. Assad's announcement came shortly after world powers meeting in Munich, Germany, announced a deal to stop the fighting. As Henry Ridgewell reports, many observers think that Russia and Syria will use the break to increase their battlefield advantage.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the ceasefire deal in Munich Friday.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Kerry's Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, emphasized there were still differences with Washington. Russia says it only targets extremist groups, but the bombardment has been stepped up against the rebel stronghold of Aleppo, which is now almost encircled by Syrian regime forces. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Late Friday, U.S. officials laid out the mechanics of the new multinational plan. The Syrian opposition requested the pause in military action be referred to as a cessation and as opposed to a ceasefire. The opposition believed a ceasefire indicated a formal end to a conflict in which political objectives have been resolved. That is not the situation in Syria. This is VOA News. Pope Francis and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church signed a joint declaration for religious unity Friday after an historic meeting to heal the thousand-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. Francis, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, and Patriarch Kirill embraced and kissed each other three times on the cheek as they began the two-hour meeting at Jose Marti International Airport in Havana, Cuba. The declaration says that we hope our meeting contributes to the reestablishment of this unity wished for by God. Kirill is on an official visit to Cuba. Francis made a brief stop in Havana on his way to a previously planned visit to Mexico. Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto has won a key ruling at the International Criminal Court, where he is on trial for war crimes over post-election violence in Kenya. Judges at the court ruled Friday that some testimony against Ruto, along with his co-accused broadcaster Joshua Sang, was inadmissible. It said prosecutors can no longer use depositions made before the start of the case by five witnesses who later recanted their testimony. Ruto's lawyers are expected now to renew their argument that the case should be dropped because of lack of evidence. The prosecutor's office said it is currently studying the decision. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed tough new sanctions against North Korea. As Cindy Sain reports, the legislation, which passed by a 408-2 vote, has already passed the Senate and is headed to President Obama's desk. It is intended to punish Pyongyang for its recent provocative actions.
The legislation directly targets money launderers, human rights abusers, weapons and luxury goods traders, and anyone involved with the country's nuclear weapons program or anyone who perpetrates cyber attacks. It also imposes secondary sanctions against anyone who supports and finances North Korea's leaders. The hope is that even some actors in China, for example, banks or whatever, may be affected by this. And some are saying that this could, they're drawing parallels to the very tough sanctions that Congress imposed on Iran, saying that's what brought Tehran to the negotiating table for the Iran nuclear deal.
VOA Capitol Hill correspondent Cindy Sain. Oil and stock prices surged Friday following reports that oil exporters might work out a deal to cut production and new data showing stronger U.S. consumer spending. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and the Dow advanced about 2%. The Nasdaq rose 1.4%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.